All right, so again, a lot of efforts have gone in to this week. Talk a little bit about the folks that are really working on that hidden architecture, that network and communications infrastructure that really makes everything. Talk a little bit about their contributions this week.
Yeah, I couldn't be more proud of the team. I mean, talking about what we're selling here is the collective, moving from data, information to wisdom and shared understanding. The team really came together as one. We found not only technical, but so many skills is we had soldiers chipping in regardless of rank, hidden talents, civilian talents, or just the will to get done. We had quite a stringent limitation on timelines, deliverables, and a lot of very, very complex technical issues that outside of probably five or six organizations with three-letter words, most people don't get to see. And it was the first time most of these soldiers saw them. The good part is they worked through them flawlessly. They put in the effort, they talked, they communicated, and they made it happen at the end of the day. Again, this is a revolutionary model shift in the way the U.S. Army Reserve does business. With the entrepreneur zeal, they had an idea, we executed, and they made sure they collectively worked together to make sure that that operation was successful. It was an amazing feat to see in action. Just the American entrepreneurial spirit, zeal, and can-do attitude.
And talk about your confidence level in the technology that you've acquired and helped design and put together to do this. Is it up to the job? What are your thoughts on its capability and its potential?
It's capabilities and potential is just excellent, for lack of a better sentence. Is we used standard proven equipment to define the problem and do, I'll reword that if you don't mind.
Certainly, yeah.
We'll
please,
keep going, yes.
Please feel free to start again if that
we
if didn't come out the way you expected.
We understood the problem and the need for the product. We designed the product deliberately using sustainable products, systems, and processes. We got the best of those product systems and processes, and our troops were able to execute. What that means is the system itself, while it's technologically complex and very sophisticated, it's a solid system. It's manned by solid soldiers to deliver a solid product.
Excellent. Well, here in Houston at Ellington today, in addition to those teams that you just mentioned who are toiling away to make sure that all of the data is getting passed from point to point to point to make this whole thing work, in addition to that, we've got a number of guests and folks that have come to see this test of this DSC. And really, it's even though they may be just watching today, really it's all about partnerships between different units and different agencies. Talk a little bit about the capacity for partnerships from the 75th and some of those folks today because of this new capability.
Exactly. Training soldiers is a collaborative, unified effort. We're all under the same umbrella in that. And so by having the visitors here to see where it is, to see where we should be going and make input suggestions, we get not only a second set of eyes on it, but we also get what we would like to call future partners working for this program. Our intent is to not make this program a one-hit wonder for one season, but to make it a long life cycle process that gives the soldiers better training they need for deploying and fighting our missions. And to do that requires other agencies, other units, collaboration. And that's what we're getting here. We were very pleased with the positive feedback we got, both from the active side, other agencies, and of course our direct brethren here in USARC. What you see here is you see a lot of VIPs, visitors, but what you don't see is the emails, the questions, the support, the collaboration that went on behind the scenes with other agencies. We've had a very positive experience working with other departments, agencies, units on this program, and we look forward to continuing to do so in the future.
It seems like a kind of a theme running through some of the answers that you've given here in the last few minutes. It seems like the purpose of the program is to get better, higher quality, more consistent training, and also keeping an eye on the bottom line and the cost. Do me a favor, and I know you kind of spoke about it, but just talk me through one more time again about your hoped for benefits in terms of better training and lower costs.
Well, just like any other technological evolution that's successful, this allows a unit to do something better, and it just so happens at a lower order of magnitude cost, both direct and indirect. So how does that help? Well, again, for the commander, it allows him or her to remove barriers to training. They can come in, have a battle assembly, train throughout the year, and actually do stuff that the soldiers should be doing. Their administrative costs and logistics cost of shipping somewhere soldiers halfway across the continental United States is eliminated. That frees them of the tyranny of time and distance. Additionally, soldiers are able to develop their skill sets and their MOS and develop additional ones because they're consistently training. Like a marathon, just about everybody can run, but running 26 miles takes practice. DSC helps to enable the practice so the soldiers, the commanders, the unit, and the Army can do the long run when necessary to complete their mission.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay, thank you for your time.